a fundamental change between the message to Klal Yisrael and Parshas Va'era and the message to Klal Yisrael and Parshas Bo. In Parshas Va'era, it's almost as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not even speaking to Klal Yisrael. The goal of Parshas Va'era was to impress Paro, to teach the Mitzrim who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and constantly the Torah repeats the refrain to Paro, you're going to know who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Yedatem Ki'ani Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make himself known to Paro and to Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael are almost as spectators in the Parsha. Very little reference is made to any message that's supposed to get across to the Klal Yisrael. Yet when we begin Parshas Bo, all of a sudden everything changes. So the Torah tells us, Lebat Esaper Ba'azdei Bincho Ben Bincho, all of a sudden now there is a charge to Moshe Rabbeinu, to the entire Klal Yisrael, V'yedatem Ki'ani Hashem. Now it is no longer so critical for Paro to know what Kadosh Baruch Hu is, but now the emphasis is shifted to Klal Yisrael, and most of Parshas Bo is going to revolve around that, the entire Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim, the entire celebration of the Yom Tov of Pesach, all the mitzvahs that follow of Bechor and Tefillin, everything is supposed to be to impress upon us, not the Umas Olam, not Goyim, not Mitzrayim right now. They're done, they finished already, they learned the lesson, not important for now. Parshas Bo begins with the words V'yedatem Ki'ani Hashem. It's a mitzvah mutelas on us as Bnei Yisrael to be Yodea Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have to know what Kadosh Baruch Hu is. That's the goal of this week's Parsha. That's our avoda, not just in Parshas Bo, not just in the celebration of Pesach, that's our avoda 24/7 to be Yodea Es Hashem. And we have to ask ourselves why exactly we have such difficulty with this mitzvah. What is this about this mitzvah of Yedias Hashem that is expected of us? And why do we sometimes have difficulty living up to what is in fact expected of us? So perhaps we can go back to Parshas Va'era, or perhaps even further back to Parshas Shmos, and go back to that individual who was originally also supposed to be Yedias Hashem, who clearly didn't learn the lesson, or maybe at the very last minute learned the lesson, and that was Power himself. Perhaps we can go back to Paro and see why Paro had such difficulty being Yodeas Hashem. It took Parshas Shmos and Va'era and half of Bo, and then he had to be repeated in Bishalach, and maybe, finally, do Mitzrayim Ki'ani Hashem. It took 3.5 Parshias to get to the point of Paro and Mitzrayim to really be Yodeas Hashem. Why is it so hard? Why is it so difficult? So maybe we can learn a little bit about the difficulty of this mitzvah, and perhaps learn a lesson or two from Paro and Mitzrayim. What went wrong with Paro and Mitzrayim? What perhaps could we correct? So there is a pasuk at the end of Parshas Shmos, which I think everything revolves around, when Moshe Rabbeinu first presents himself to Paro, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, to let Klal Yisrael go, Yechegu li b'midbar. So Paro makes the following statement, Mi Hashem she'eshma b'kolo, Lo Yadati, notice the word Lo Yadati, I don't know who he is, Lo Yadati Es Hashem, Fagam Es Yisrael Lo Yashaleach. That is Paro's Bechutzpah Gedola response to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Yadati Es Hashem, Fagam Es Yisrael Lo Yashaleach. We have to learn Paro's response, L'Havdil, like you learn a Tosfos, Yesh Lachkor. One could raise a question, what's the nature of that response? What's the longest, what was Paro really saying? Lo yadati es Hashem v'gam Yisrael lo yashaleach. So you can understand that statement in one of two ways. You can understand those two independent statements. Moshe Rabbeinu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me, and he has the request, send out Klal Yisrael, to which Paro responds, Rishon Rishon Lachron Achron, he'd say not a Chochom, said he's a Russian maybe, not a Chochom. He responds, Lo yadati es Hashem, statement number one, I never heard of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And number two, by the way, Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm not interested in letting Klal Yisrael out. The two independent statements, the two are not Tomis Debezer, they're not dependent on one another. Moshe Rabbeinu has two requests, Paro has two responses. That's one way of learning Pshat. But the other way of learning Pshat is no. These are not two dinim. It's not a brisket Torah. There's one din. It's one statement. Both of these statements, it's one A and one B. There is a relationship between these two statements, these two responses of Paro. It's not two independent responses, it's one and the same. So let's learn the second side of the Chakira for a moment. Let's assume for now that Paro meant to respond by one thing. Lo yadatis Hashem v'gam Yisrael lo yashaleach is not a period, a new paragraph. It's one long run-on sentence. Lo yadatis Hashem v'gam Yisrael lo yashaleach. We can ask a Chakira on a Chakira, Chakira squared. second chakira, assuming that it's one din, assuming that it's one response, what's the nature of the relationship between the two halves of that response? So if you would have asked me, I would have said, assuming that's one response, the response reads as follows. This is what Paro meant to say to Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo yadati es Hashem. I don't know who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That's my main statement. And by the way, because I don't know who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Gam Yisrael lo shalech. I'm not going to send out Klal Yisrael. If you read the response like this, A is the Geyim of B. Because my Hanochi is, because my premise is, I never heard of the Rebbeinu Shalom, I don't know who he is. Therefore, Mameila, because A is true, therefore B is true also. Because I don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, I'm not going to send Klal Yisrael out. That's one way of reading it. But there's a totally different way of reading it. You have to read it backwards. You want to know why Lo Yadati Es Hashem? You want to know why I don't know who the Rebbeinu Shalom is? Because I have an agenda. And my agenda is V'gam Yisrael Lo Yashaleach. I am not interested in letting Klal Yisrael out. Because I have an empire to build. I have pyramids to build. I have slave labor. I got free labor. I am not interested in freeing Klal Yisrael. You, my Shabbeinu, come and tell me a story that there's a Rebbeinu Shalom. I cannot believe you. I cannot accept what you're saying. Lo yadati es Hashem. Why lo yadati es Hashem? Because God is Yisrael lo yashaleach. A totally different way of reading pshat in the pasuk. So we have three different pshatim in the pasuk. One pshat is two different statements. Then you have second pshat. It's one statement, but the beginning of the pasuk is leading to the end of the pasuk. And now the third pshat is no. It all starts with the end of the pasuk. V'gam is Yisrael le'eshalech. That's my starting point. That's where I begin my discussion. That's my negotiating. V'gam is Yisrael le'eshalech. I'm not letting Klal Yisrael out. Now, if you come and tell me the Rebbeinu Shalom said fakir, I have no choice but to deny the existence of the Rebbeinu Shalom. If we understand the pasuk like this, this gives us a profound understanding of wherein lies our deficiency in the mitzvah of Yedias Hashem. The reason why we have problems acknowledging the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't ever kid yourself to think it's because we had some deep philosophical discussion and deliberation about it, and we came to the conclusion that Mistoma, in the rational world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist. Don't fool yourselves. The reason why a person comes to the conclusion of Mi Hashem, Lo Yadati Es Hashem, is because he has an agenda. Whether the agenda is that he needs slave labor, whether the agenda is he needs an empire to build, or whether the agenda is that he wants to have a quote-unquote good time in life, he doesn't want to be held responsible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He will transform all of his thoughts. He will create a philosophy of Lo Yadati Es Hashem. Because his agenda is V'gam Yisrael Lo Yashaleach. He wants to accomplish X, Y, and Z in this world. He wants to party. He wants to have quote-unquote fun. He wants to have a good time. And there's no place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that mindset. So his response will be, and he'll say it with a straight face, Lo Yadati Es Hashem. I studied. I came to the realization. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist. The Torah isn't true. Nothing to the whole thing's not true. Why? Because I don't want it to be true. And therefore, Lo Yadati Es Hashem. That's the legacy of Paro. That's the lesson that Paro has to teach us. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman writes in his Sefer, Kavitz Ma'amorim, that the mitzvah of Amunah B'Hashem, Anoich Hashem Lekech Hashem, Tzichem Eretz Yisrael, is such a profound, such a deep mitzvah. The Rambam counts it as one of the Tag mitzvahs. It's such a deep, profound mitzvah. How in the world can you tell a bar mitzvah boy to fulfill that mitzvah? It's hard enough to tell a kid to put on tefillin. He's 13. There's barely enough room on his arm for the tefillin to fit. What do you want from the kid? He's going to sit and philosophize. You're going to tell the 13-year-old he's got to sit and learn more Nevuchim and Kuzari and delve into the existence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Come on. He's 13 years old. How can the Torah be mechayev him, the mitzvah of Anoich Hashem Lekecha, the mitzvah of Yedias Hashem, Emunah B'Hashem? Rabbi Chanan says, the mitzvah of Emunah B'Hashem is not such a profound mitzvah. It's not such a difficult mitzvah to perform. You know what the mitzvah of Emunah B'Hashem is? The starting point is, everybody has Emunah B'Hashem. Of course you have Emunah B'Hashem. You're a fool. You see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baruch Shemai V'Aretz. You look around the world. You have any Havamina Sheba Havamina, an objective person with a half a degree of honesty is going to deny the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So how come so many people do? The answer is very simple. Ki HaShechad Ya'aver Enecha Chomin. A person can be very smart, can be very bright, very scholarly, but you take shochad, you take a little bit of bribery, when you have an agenda, when you have a reason why you want to deny the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of a sudden it becomes very easy to do so. You know what the mitzvah of Amun of Hashem is? You know what the mitzvah of Anech Hashem Lekech is? You know what the mitzvah of Idias Hashem is? Says Rabbi Chanan, the mitzvah is just cut out all the bribery. Just cut out all the agendas. Cut out all those things which are interfering with the natural ability to be Yodeas Hashem. Every person has that natural ability. It's part of course we understand, of course everybody knows that Kadosh Baruch Hu exists. That's the starting point. The mitzvah of Yedias Hashem, says Rabbi Chanan, the mitzvah of Amun of Hashem, is not to get bogged down in all the narishkeit that prevents you from being Yodeas Hashem. That's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. Don't fall into the trap of Paro, who says brazenly, Lo yadati as Hashem, because v'gam is Yisrael lo shaleach. Cut out the gam is Yisrael lo shaleach part, and memela, the starting point will be Yedias Hashem. But even Paro has certain limitations. Even a Paro can't say straight out, Lo yadati es Hashem. I deny the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know why? Because the evidence is too clear in favor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even Paro has to come to the realization, somebody based Nile River, it didn't come around by itself. Even Paro realizes, somebody made the sun, somebody made the moon, somebody made me. I mean, he could try to make believe that, you know, Ani Asisi Asayor, but come on, in his heart of hearts, he knew that the Ribono Shel Olam exists. So even Paro, it's not enough just to have an agenda. You have to have more than that. You have to develop a strategy. This is Paro's Lomdus. Going to Sheet of Paro for now. You have to come up with a way to explain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really exist. You have to give a teretz. So in the days of Paro, you know what the name of the teretz was? The name of the teretz was Kishuf, called witchcraft, sorcery. Every time something pointed in the direction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, Paro had no problem. It's a Kishuf. So, Lamashal, Moshe Rabbeinu comes and does this great mo-face. Aaron throws down the stick, turns into a nachash. If I was standing there, I would have said, wow, that's it. I'm ready to sit and learn Yom Valayla. I'm ready to, that's it. I believe. I'm on the bandwagon. Paro looks at it, and he remembers what he said in Parsha Shmos. I can't give in to this, says Paro. This is Lomdus. I can't give in, because if I give in to this snake, if I really see in the snake the Yad Hashem, then I'm in big trouble, because I got to let the Jews free, and that's not going to happen. So what do I have to do? I have to come up with the teretz. So he's thinking for a teretz. He comes up with a good teretz. Kishuf. Gotta be a teretz. He even brings a raya. It's like Sheikh Torah. He brings a raya to his teretz. Haraya, that must be kishuf, must be witchcraft, because I can get the mechashim to do the same thing. And he's matzlich, he brought a raya. So Moshe Rabbeinu, frek the second kasha. He starts to bring matas dam. So Paro says, no, I have a teretz for that also. Nochamu kishuf. If the teretz worked the first time around, it can work the second time around also. And Sfadeh, I'm 3 for 3. Mamash, Gavali, 3 for 3. Good batting average day, 3 for 3. All of a sudden we come to Kinim, and there's a stira. There's a stira. Paro can't come up with a teretz. So we're not sure what it is. So not every kasha is a teretz. Sorachim, nobody ever died from a kasha. It's a kasha. But his basic story is kishuf. That's his basic story. He goes through his entire Yetzias Mitzrayim, kishuf, kishuf, kishuf. In today's world, if a person would get up as an academic, somebody would get up, very bright individual, and explain away phenomena of this world by invoking the principle called kishuf, we would laugh him out. We'd say, kishuf! I said, that's like for people who read funny books about, you know, people who believe in kishuf. That's not for normal people. That's not for smart people. Nobody would ever say the word kishuf is manazeh. So we live in a world, and you know, in Tavshinai and Hey, that's not in style, it's not in vogue to call things kishuf anymore. So we make up other terms. We call them certain theories, we call them certain ideas, certain hypotheses. We come up with these grandiose ideas to deny the existence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to deny the existence of Torah Kadosha, to throw into question the authenticity of our Mesorah. We'll come up with all kind of grandiose theories, and we'll stick to the theories. Why? Because we have to. Because if we can't come up with the teretz, then we have to open up our eyes. And we don't want to do that. Because our eyes have been closed already by the Sheikhad. So we're in this cycle. We get ourselves into this rut. We have to come to the conclusion to X, Y, and Z. We can't because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is staring us in the face. Torah Kadosha is staring us in the face. So we'll come up with another theory. We don't want to call it kishuf because we don't want to be laughed at. So we call it X, Y, and Z. We'll call it the theory of A, B, and C. We'll come up with something which sounds fancy, sounds nice, sounds smart, but to acknowledge the existence of a Kadosh Baruch of a Tarasso, the truth of Taras Hashem to Mima, that's the last thing we're going to acknowledge. So we'll come up with the Teretz and the Teretz and the Teretz. We read Pashas Va'eir and Pashas Bo and we laugh at Paro. Paro, don't you realize you're a fool? Even your own servants realize Etzbel Akimhi. Don't you realize why did you have to wait to Pashas Bo? Why do we need Pashas Bo? We need Makas Becharis. Why didn't you just let Kleisel out of Kinim? Why didn't you just give up, throw in the towel? So the answer is he couldn't throw in the towel. Paro couldn't because if he admitted to the existence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there was a price to be paid that he wasn't interested in paying. We laugh at Paro, we should sometimes look at ourselves and laugh at ourselves also. How often do we explain away phenomena in this world? We say, this is not really a Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us. This is something else. This is not really a Kadosh Baruch Hu's mess. This is not really the truth of Torah. No, there's a half dozen other things that are going on here. It's not really a Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us. How often do we fall into that same rut? If we don't want to hear the message of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so then it's very easy to call everything Kishuf in the old days and call it other things Bizman Hazeh. Where else did Paro go wrong? If he's the antithesis of Yedias Hashem, he's the one who couldn't figure out how to Yedias Hashem properly, what other lessons could we learn? So if you go back to Paro, back to the beginning of Parashas Shmos, so there's something else about Paro. Achleikus in the Gemara, 2 days in Rashi, was it the original Paro, the same Paro, the old Paro? It doesn't make much of a difference for Apshat. The bottom line was, this is not the first time when Paro makes a blatant statement of not knowing something. Lo yadati es Hashem is not his first time that he pleads ignorance. For Yochum el chadash haMitzrayim shel yodas Yosef. Paro didn't know who Yosef was. Whether it's the same Paro or another Paro is irrelevant. Everybody should have known who Yosef was. Every kid who learned ancient Egypt in school knew exactly who Yosef was. What do you lo yadas Yosef? What are you joking? You don't know who Yosef was? You think it was 5,000 years ago? It just happened. It was the last generation. You don't know who Yosef was. If not for Yosef, you wouldn't have any food. If not for Yosef, you wouldn't be the Paro. You wouldn't be the king. You wouldn't have all the land. So you didn't read Parshas Vayigash. Don't you realize you became rich because of a man named Yosef? What do you lo yadas Yosef? So the answer is, lo yadati es Yosef? Not that he knew who Yosef was. No matter what pshat you say, of course he knew who Yosef was. He didn't want to know who Yosef was. A person doesn't want to feel hakaras hatov. That's a very bad feeling. I don't want to be meshubit to somebody. I don't want to feel that I have to answer to somebody. I don't want to feel that I owe something to somebody. I want to be my own. I want to be independent. I don't want to be meshubit to you. Paro doesn't want to be meshubit to Yosef. The only way for him to accomplish that goal of not being meshubit to a Yosef and not being meshubit to the children, to the family of Yosef, is very simple. One fell swoop, Hashem yodas Yosef. If you deny Yosef's existence, so then you're no longer meshubit to Yosef. That midah that a person exhibits, benom lechavero, sets the stage for the same exact midah to be exhibited benom lemachom. A person who could be a kofi tov, a person who could deny Yosef, a person who could deny when somebody's goodness and kindness is staring you in the face, and you could say, no, I don't want to be meshubah to you, and therefore I will deny your existence, I will deny the tovas that you're giving me. It's not a great jump for a person who could be Hashem Yodas Yosef to be a person who could say, lo yadatis Hashem as well. So we look at Paro as the ultimate role model who we don't want to emulate. The person who was the ultimate mechutzav to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yadati es Hashem. And we have to ask ourselves some very hard questions. How much of Paro is in each one of us? How often in life do we make these statements, whether willingly, consciously, subconsciously, of lo yadati es Hashem? I don't really want to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. I don't want to really acknowledge what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of me because I'm not really interested in the answer. I'm not really interested in the agenda that comes with Yedias Hashem. The mitzvah of Yedias Hashem is forget the philosophy, just change the agenda. Change what your agenda is in life. If you no longer have that, you no longer superimpose that agenda which doesn't have a place for Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the mitzvah of Yedias Hashem. Just remove that agenda off the table and Mamela Yedias Hashem will come into being. And whenever you have these proofs of Yedias Hashem, don't come up with bubamaitzes, don't come up with narishai, don't come up with dochot terutzim to explain away, this is kishuf and yanim is kishuf and this is this kishuf and that kishuf. Forget, when you have a lot of really, really bad terutzim, it's a good proof that you didn't learn the sugya properly. So go back and read the Tosfos again. If you have to give too many dechukim, there's probably something wrong with the way you read the Tosfos. So go back and see. It's not kishuf, it's not kishuf, it's not kishuf. It's Yedias Hashem Ba'olam. And if you want to know the best way to assure that you'll be able to end up in the right path of being Yedias Hashem, start with being Yodei each other. Start looking around at those who bestow kindness and goodness to you in your own lives and recognizing them and feeling that sense of obligation, feeling that akaras hatov, and feeling that shibud, b'nam lechavero, If you perfect that feeling of yediyah, benom lechavero, then you will begin to be on the proper path to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of yedatem kiryashem.